We're going to talk about substantive family law issues and statutes first, and then talk a little bit about the automatic stay and how that works in bankruptcy cases, and then family issues that arise in Chapter 13s and 7s, dischargeability, practical advice. If you have any kind of comments or questions during the panel discussion, so during, just raise your hand or get our attention. We'll be happy to talk about it. In fact, it might be better if we have some interaction that way. And at the end, I think we'll have a few minutes left over for just questions or comments. And we appreciate input that you may have. At the last presentation that we had, it was, I think, good to hear from the lawyers, too, and what's really happening out there. So I'm going to first turn it over to Brian, who's going to talk about substantive Texas law, community property, separate property, those sorts of things. And then Layla and I may interact some on bankruptcy issues, but we're not going to let Brian off the hook.
There you go. Well, thank you. Welcome. I've been practicing family law and bankruptcy both for about 15 years now in Central Texas. And there's a lot of interaction between the two. You know, financial problems also often lead to divorces. And in a divorce, usually, certainly, if there wasn't financial problems beforehand, once they've split and their finances are separated, a lot of times both people are having financial problems afterwards. Now, the Texas Family Code, rather, has a fairly major impact on bankruptcy law here in Texas, particularly the sections that define what marital property is. Basically, that's Section 3 of the Family Code, starting at 3001. And they determine basically what property, in certain circumstances, certainly if both spouses are not filing, what property actually comes into and becomes a property of the estate.